Hey, when I cast my pod, it's with the box cutters in mind. Box cutters. Pod. Cast. Done. Pork is on the table.
Speaking of Primeval.
Yes.
I think it's a terrible show. But a woman I work with, her kids who are like 3 and 5...
Yep.
Love it.
Really?
Love it. She recorded the shows, and all weekend they were saying, oh, mommy, put the dinosaurs on.
Yeah.
So kids apparently loving Primeval.
Okay.
Oh, kids can never get enough of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
32-year-olds hating it.
Well, it's interesting in that way. It's got very similar special effects to the recent Doctor Who, I would say. They look good, but they don't quite look right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, you bang on there. And I didn't realise that it was a British show. I also didn't realise that it was fictional. I thought when we talked about it on air that it was kind of like moving on from Walking with Dinosaurs for a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise it was going to be a time portal, modern day.
A couple of time portals.
Yeah. What's going on, Governor?
Have you seen Fred and Barney in their prehistoric little car? Kicking the ground.
Not yet, but in one of the other portholes, portals.
Portholes are on a ship.
Okay. In one of the other portals were the Jetsons.
Ah.
So it wasn't worth it.
So do they have a portal going into the future as well in Primeval?
No.
See, that would make it better.
Unless you go into the portal and then look back the way you came, and then that one's going into the future.
I still think it should be, you know, a cute little dinosaur that gets a chainsaw or a big kitchen knife or something, and it should be called Prime Evil. I think that would be a much better show.
And then go, not the mama.
Yes, but then kill people.
Hey, you know how you were mentioning Adam Hills before and getting stuck into him a bit? I've been wanting to get stuck into him for a while because everyone loves him, and I don't love him as much as everybody else. So letters to complaint addressed to Josh because he opened the floodgates. not to me, Brett Cropley.
I can't believe you're using me as a human shield.
He was on, Adam was on the Sunday afternoon arts show with Michael Veitch just recently, and he was talking about his style of nice comedy and how he came up with his style of nice comedy, and he said, oh, yeah, because quite a few of us came out of England from the same period. You know, there was me and there was Eddie Izzard and somebody else. I thought, really? That's a long bow to draw comparing yourself to Eddie Izzard,
and
my friend.
And is he also mistaking England for Adelaide?
No, well, apparently he has been going there quite a lot.
He has spent a lot of time over in England, but when Eddie Izzard was coming out of England, Adam Hills was coming out of Adelaide.
Right.
So, yes, he is. Maybe he's big noting himself a little bit too much.
Maybe. I mentioned last week on the show about Juiced.
Yep.
And I said that
you're just going to keep bringing this up, aren't
you? I am. I said that there were blocked channels.
Yep. Yes.
And I was misinforming you all and our listeners out there that it was to do with the trial that you could find these block channels. Apparently, it's on their website.
Yes, it is.
So, if you go to their website
there's
and look up
list of all the channels and where it's available.
Okay.
Some are only in Europe. Some are only outside of the US. Some are only US.
And there's quite a few blocked ones from here, isn't there? Like a large
portion to Australia. Yes.
Yeah, a large portion of them blocked to Australia.
Yep.
Which, can you use it through a special fancy?
No, because it's its own application.
Right.
So you can't direct where it's going to.
See, again, good idea. What's the point if you've got blocked content?
That's the thing. If we're just going to get Australian content. I thought the idea of
leftovers from Foxtel, essentially.
The idea of having 3,500 channels to choose from was that we had worldwide 3,500 channels to choose from, and suddenly everybody in the world is on an even ground with you know what entertainment they can get. But no, again, that's not going to be the case.
Whereas we're just like Ned Flanders, 86 channels, all of them blocked.
So you could almost say that the promise of Juiced that they made 6 months ago.
No, Brett. No. No.
Was something like vaporware.
No.
I'm with you, Brett. Vaporware. Also, we've...
you're giving me the vapor rub here.
Mentioned a couple of times about Life on Mars as a show you may have missed a few weeks ago.
What a great show.
It is a great show. It starts on the ABC, 8:30, Sunday the 20th.
Oh, fantastic.
So 2 weeks' time, more
that's,
or less.
That's the same time that The King goes to air on TV One.
As long as you've got cable. Mm. And we'll be talking about that next week.
A preview.
In a preview.
A yes. preview. That's wow. exciting. That's exciting.
I did notice an ad last night during the Lovies telecast for The Nation. Mick Molloy's been picked up.
Yes. Now, you went to see the pilot of that.
They've used a couple of little snippets from for the ad. Yeah, it's entertaining. It's much better than Comedy Inc. or...
That's... Fat Cat was better than Comedy Inc.
It's better than snorting lard.
Wow, so huge props for The Nation with Mick Molloy.
I very much enjoyed myself. It's got Gary Egg, it's got Akmal Saleh, Phoebe Box, although she wasn't there on the night. Pete Smith, one of the chicks
Box
from
Box cut his own
Quiz
Pete Smith.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So what sort of show? What's the basic premise?
It's it's comedy based on the news of the day, set at a desk with clips.
So, sketch comedy or more news-based?
Was it Daily Show style?
Yeah, it's a bit Daily Show style, but
not as
kind
clever.
Of, kind of with each of the co-hosts for each of the segments. So, rather than Jon Stewart just doing the whole thing and having one interview per episode.
Okay. Right.
It'll be interesting to see
how soon before he pisses everybody off.
Where this kind of positions the new Michaela show, which we talked about a few weeks ago, Newstopia, which of course is going to be on SBS, whether that's a similar idea or...
Have we heard anything further about that?
No, but I'll try to get some information on it during the week, see what I can...
Yeah, I haven't seen John around in the last couple of weeks. I do have somebody...
Because he keeps going out the back door of his house.
I do have somebody reaching out to inform me, though.
And, oh, really?
We might be able to get him in.
Wow, that would be very exciting.
That would be excellent.
I want to thank everybody who's sent us letters and emails during the week. Thank you for that. We might do a letters to box cutters next week. We haven't done one for a while. We got quite a few letters during the week. Sorry if we haven't replied to all of them. It takes time. We'll get to you eventually.
It's been the biggest week of the year for Australian TV.
It has. But keep the emails coming. Hooray at boxcutters.net.
Sorry, I stepped on the address there. Do you want to say it again?
Hooray@boxcutters.net.
I also want to say a big thanks to the people who listen for the first time and then email us. That's great. It's great to hear that new people are coming on board all the time. We love having new members of the Box Cutters family. So if you're a new listener, drop us a line.
And shout out to those who got onto it through Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So you're on the Twitter.
Yes.
You are so last month, Brett.
Oh, that's last year, Twitter. Yeah, what happened to Jaiku?
Jaiku's up and down. It's not as reliable as Twitter.
What happened to Smash'em?
Never existed.
No, it does. It does. It's where all the
hip
people
that?
Are. You know how you spell it.
Last week...
I'll put a spelling up on the video podcast.
Last week it was hipper.
Hipper's so last week.
Oh, damn it. That brings us to the end of Box Cutters episode 84. I want to say thanks very much to 3RRR, whose studios we use for recording this podcast each and every week. You've missed out on April Amnesty because now it's May, but you can still check them out and support them 102.7 if you're in Melbourne on the FM dial.
And you can listen to Jess McGuire still doing I'd Rather Jack at midnight on Wednesday nights, even though she's working two full-time jobs, one with Red Simons and the other running Australian Defamer.
Right.
Which is why we haven't been able to get her in.
Right. Well,
she's working with Red Simons.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. ABC. Looking after his web stuff and being used in promo carts over the day on 774.
Oh, good for Jess.
We started her career off and now we're forgotten. Now we're forgotten. Until next week, don't forget us. My name is Josh Canal.
Hey, hey.
No, Ross. You've got to say your name.
I can just say hey.
Oh, okay.
Ross McQueen.
I continue to be Brett Cropley. Thanks for listening to Box Cutters. Catch us again next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel.
And hey, let's be careful out there.
No, Ross, if you don't say your name, then you throw the whole rhythm off. We need the name. Otherwise, we don't know that it's the end of the show. How are we going to do that if you don't say your name? It's really...